Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for episode 69 of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael Thriftiner Demorrow, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone, I'm here.
Mike Bachman.
Hi.
And Timothy Lanning.
So.
Hey, guys.
Worst intros.
Hey, guys.
Was it good this week?
This week, it's been so long since I've seen you guys, so.
Oh, man.
You did that joke.
You've become that which you hate.
I mean, it's been so long since I've seen you last. I mean, it's.
Yeah. It's funny because we just recorded Cast of Thrones last night. But
what?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Man,
it's 2 weeks
still waiting
in the future.
My invitation. I've watched literally minutes of Game of Thrones, the TV show.
Wait, what does minutes mean? Because judging by the way that your brain works, that could be anywhere between one and infinity.
Listen, I've said all I need to say on the subject.
Listen, you should know what I mean.
All right.
I don't want to have to babysit your intellect.
I'm sorry.
I need so much help, though. Please help it. Please babysit my intellect.
I need it.
I need it.
He gets lost and taken by somebody in the mall.
Oh, no.
He'll be on the back of a milk carton.
Oh, my brain.
I know that Game of Thrones includes woods.
There are woods.
Woods and snow.
That's there, too.
Wait, how did you not like the... No, okay, let's move on.
Just yell at you.
Invite me on Cast of Thrones. Maybe I'll tell you.
No, you're stupid.
So stupid. But
no, it's so good.
Everyone talks like they're from Doctor Who, but there's no TARDIS. I don't get it.
That's it.
Zero stars.
Oh my god. Yes.
What are you guys? What is happening? Shut up.
I don't even know anymore.
There's lots of great stuff happening, geeklyinc.com. Listen to last week's podcast if you want to know more about it, because we talked about that.
It was a lot.
Let's not talk about it again.
Just go hang out
on
forums.
We can say we got Cthulhu and friends joining Geekly Inc. They joined us.
That was so long ago now.
That was literally minutes ago.
No one cares anymore.
Also, just launched Sayer last week, so get on that Sayer.
That was
Sayer.
Seriously like 2 weeks ago.
That was like so many weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But get on it.
Mm-hmm. Everyone roll
d20.
Mm-hmm.
50, maybe you should roll d20. How come you never roll d20?
Maybe you should. Because
yeah, roll
I'm
a
DM, d20,
Thrifty.
Fine,
we don't
I will.
We don't even know what you do.
I got an 8.
I got a 6.
I got a 12.
I got a 4.
What?
Jennifer.
I should be disqualified last week.
She's exempt.
That's right.
I'm disqualified.
Thrifty wins.
Thrifty
no.
won last week.
I don't do it.
Hey, that was when we had 5 people. We don't have 5 people, so.
You don't understand. The whole point of this is for me to see if you guys have been paying attention or not.
Right, but I want to know if you're paying attention.
I'm not, so so there.
I figure it out when I re-listen to everything. It happens.
Okay, is no one really going to do it?
Just do it.
We fought a Hydra. We're in the middle of a Hydra fight.
Yep, that's all that happened.
And that's not all that happened, Tim, who plays Harper. What happened was that Harper came screeching out of the brazier on...
I was very silent.
Well, the brazier made a sound and gave you away. And he was on his griffin, and he flew away, and me and Tom were like, we have to go catch this jerk.
Yep.
And we did that, and that's when the giant four-headed Hydra beast... poked his head from the jungle and snatched Harper from the air on his griffin, murdered his griffin.
It's fucked up.
And then we started to help fight this Hydra. I, personally, Eludra, am almost dead right now.
My griffin changed into a Gundam. That happened.
Yeah. That's good. I'm gonna let you fight. I'm just gonna slink off into the forest and be done. Yeah, Eludra has not... She has a lot of hit points. I just want to remind everyone how many hit points Eludra has, and she has not so many now because of this Hydra. Protecting Harper's ass. That jerk.
It's a good ass.
It is a good ass. I can objectively say
my charisma.
It's a good ass, but she's mad at it.
I healed you a bit.
And you and your ass. You did.
And
I would
also,
have been super...
Don't forget my spell Dora next time, and then you'll be
I won't.
Super healed.
I'll try not to. I would have had 7 hit points. If
did you take the healing from my daily last time?
What was...
Did you tell us?
Yeah.
I don't know if you... Well... Did you tell us that?
No turns have happened... Have started yet. Technically. So even though it's a week later, you get... Each ally within 10 squares can spend a healing surge and regains additional hit points equal to your charisma modifier, which is 4.
Yeah, that we did not...
I guess technically you never said I'm completely done.
Yeah, I sure didn't. You just said, Thrifty just said, that's where I'm going to end it.
I guess that's what I heard.
You know, if it weren't for the fact that you guys are going to die anyway, I would not allow it. But you're totally still going to die, so
no, go ahead and take that healing surge. The healing surge plus our charisma modifier?
Plus my charisma modifier.
Yours, what is yours?
4.
I'm not even going to take it.
Wait, what?
I'm going to have full health.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Well, this helps me a lot, personally.
That was the whole reason I did it.
Not the god billion amount of damage you did?
But I have other attacks that can do god billion amount of damage. Mm.
I'm getting myself so confused about how much I'm supposed to give myself.
God billion.
64. Back up to 64 hit points. Feel it a little better.
Nice. Man.
I feel like much like better than 7.
Two full bites and 2 hit points.
I would love to see the fan reaction to Aludra dying because... In a battle that is because Harper stole.
Oh, you might get people actually mad at you.
We've alluded to player versus player like combat before, and it's it's never happened. But it may have to, because I mean, if you think about it, Tom doesn't like Harper at all, and if he gets a Ludra killed, if he gets the last member of the original party aside from himself killed, he would have to fight you, bro,
and then. He would kill you.
And then Harper would go, I don't know, probably be evil, I guess, as he killed 2 people.
You guys turned on me. He did to me.
We didn't turn on you.
Listen.
Airing of grievances.
I would call on my griffins to help me in battle, of course.
7 griffins behind you.
Anyway... Aludra, it is your turn.
My turn?
Yes.
So we agree that I should get myself up to, like, full health?
Yeah, I got that aura.
Oh, yeah, how much do I get for that?
I'd say healing surge plus 2d6.
Oh, sweet. Is that a minor, or...?
Yeah, it's a minor to take it.
Okay, I'll do it. That sounds good. A healing surge plus 2d6?
I'm double-checking, but yes.
That sounds sweet as hell.
Yep. Healing surge plus 2d6.
Oh my god. Okay. So I get 29. I'm back to full health. Hooray. Alright, this jerk. This needs to stop. So I use my minor. I guess I gotta get up on him again. Even though he hurts me so bad every time.
Get up on it.
And we've established that flanking him doesn't do anything, right?
Until he gets down to, like, 1 head, maybe.
Yeah, 1 head should.
But I guess I can go ahead and get...
You might as well try it, so in case he has any blast moves.
Well, I want to be in his aura, though, for healing.
My aura is, like, 5.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
You guys can't flank him.
Ever?
Like, at all?
What if he has 1 one head?
Okay. Traits, all-around vision. Enemies can't gain combat advantage by flanking the Hydra.
Right, but, like, I mean...
Well, you should still move down.
You can't get combat advantage by flanking.
You should move down a little bit. Well, it actually doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know if it matters.
Because I just don't want you guys to be near my fireball. Excuse me, windball.
So, like, the heads being destroyed isn't something that's part of him, that's part of the monster, right? It's, like, just, like, a mechanic that you added to give us a metric about how far his health's dropped.
No, his heads aren't actually part of the monster.
Yeah, because when he first attacks Ludger, she got hit 4 times instead of 3.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So we need to put on that precious sun.
Okay. I have a question about something in my one of my feats, actually.
Tell me of your questions, Azul.
Thank you. One of my feats is combat advantage against enemy you pull or slide adjacent. So if I use
you would do that, yeah.
If I use my thorn strike and then I pull it, but I don't get the combat advantage. Do I get it for that time, like the attack? For that attack? See what I mean? Or do no. I get it like.
You probably have to do your next turn or something. What does it say?
But it doesn't say when it ends. It just says get combat. It says combat advantage against enemy you pull or slide adjacent.
Hmm. Weird.
What you think, Thrifty?
I think it's probably for that pull.
For that pull, right? I'd get combat advantage for it.
I think that would make sense.
And then I would get combat advantage too.
Then I actually don't move at all. I don't move. I stay back here.
Never mind. I don't.
And, shit. Well, do I want to do that? No, I actually don't want to do that. Nope. It's not worth it. I'm going to go up close. And I'm going to do my Rending Fury.
Rending Fury.
On this dude. So this is the one I get to roll twice. So the first one is 24 versus AC.
Hits.
And, oh, that doesn't. How about a 15 versus AC?
Not hits.
Nope. All right, that's okay, because one of them did. So until the end of my next turn, he takes a -2 penalty to attack rolls for attacks that don't include me. And that will just time for some damage. It's not going to be very much, but, you know, what can you do?
Do more damage.
That's not my thing, Tim. He gets 10 damage.
Woo!
And okay. I mark him.
Okay, is that the end of your turn?
Yeah. It is.
Okay, he attacks you twice.
Yep, that makes sense.
He misses both times.
Ha ha! I feel strong and powerful.
Okay, Harper.
So I move all the way over here. And now we're entering into the burn phase. So Harper pulls up a glob of acid and just flings it at his dang ass. Fuck.
Does, the burn phase. Your mama's so fat.
Does an 18 hit his reflex?
No, it does not.
I'm going to use my lucky charm.
Lucky charms!
And this is probably stupid, but I'm going to use one of the Monopoly dice. Does a 22 hit his reflex?
It does.
Yay! God is good!
All right,
yeah, so I do... This is such a good move, and I love it. It's boring. And they even say that in the character builder thing. Or the
really?
Op-ed. It's like, this is boring, but it's really good, so just take it. Ugh. So 20 damage.
That's a so decent amount of damage.
You shoot him with a glob of acid.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And, I throw it at his dumb eyeballs.
It ends up hitting the stump of the one head that had been knocked off, and there's a burning, hissing noise, and it seems to have cauterized the head stump.
Because of acid damage?
Because of acid damage.
Yep. Yeah!
That's how that works.
So it's done.
Yeah.
I'm a doctor. I know how this works.
Everyone stand back. I'm a doctor. I'm done.
You're done. Okay.
Wait.
It is...
No, never mind. I'm done.
Okay. Hydra time.
Oh, no.
Wait, no, I'm not done. I'm not done.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck. I'm an idiot.
Hail Hydra.
I'm done.
What'd you do? What'd you...
I use a minor sustain my thing.
Huh? Wait, why are you mad at yourself right now?
Because Fireball. I didn't move my wind ball down to hurt him.
Oh, that sucks.
You can move your wind ball.
I already moved.
Oh, you moved? Then you can't.
I mean, move your can wind you ball. Tell? Can I? Can I go back and say I don't move and do it? But that seems horse apples-y.
Yeah, okay.
Sucks.
Yep, I fudged up.
You really fudged up. Okay. Two heads are going to bite Aludra, and one head is going to bite Tom. It is only one attack, though, so...
Okay. No, it's only one attack?
Yeah, it's called... it's called...
Toozies!
Hydra... Wait, no, what is it called?
You call this Hydra?
That's not a Hydra. This is a Hydra.
It's called Hydra Fury. The Hydra uses bite a number of times equal to the number of heads it currently has, which is the attack it's doing.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So that is going to be a 17 versus Ludra's armor class?
No.
And a 21 versus armor class.
Get out of here.
And a 30 versus Tom Dragonborn's armor class.
Jesus.
Yes, that hits that.
Okay. You get a little taste of the Hydra Bites.
Of Hydra Stew.
I've had a case of the Hydra Bites for years. Doctors say it's incurable.
Get and that is going to be 25 damage.
Woo.
I'll take it.
You better heal your own self.
I don't give a fuck.
And then it's Tom's turn.
Well, as soon as I figure out what 63 minus 25 is. let's see here. How you doing? How you doing, Aludra? How you doing on the
Oh, I'm doing heels? Great, personally. I am at 40. I'm at full power right now. If you had any temporary hit points, I would totally take them, but I'm great.
I may have some temps.
Why are you staring at me, Tim?
Oh, 38! 38!
Were you doing math the whole time?
I figured it out.
But you're doing 63 minus 25?
Yeah.
Thanks, bro. I mean, like, I had a calculator right here, but cool.
I'm a buddy.
Yeah, you're a buddy.
Oh, look at this dope-ass artwork we just got.
How about I do Bastion of...
I love it.
Is that Harper?
I'll wait.
No, please, don't wait.
You know, whenever you're done, I do Bastion of Defense, only because I can do so much more damage. Let me hit him. 16 plus 14, 30 again. Am I even by him? Did he? I was just making sure he didn't, like, move or something.
No, he's still there.
Okay, so yeah.
16 plus 13, you said?
No, 16 plus 14. It's a 30.
Okay, a 30 will hit it.
Yeah, 30 will hit it. And then I do the 3D... Or the 6D10. Again. 6... 12, 14...
What's your guys' speed?
5.
25. 25 plus 7... 32?
32 damage?
Yeah, 32 damage.
You lop off one of his heads.
Yeah.
Describe it, Tom.
I do with a big swinging motion. I lop off one of his heads, and Aludra holds open the bag of holding, and now we have a Hydra head. Woo!
Sweet!
Yay!
Let's see. What else
That's
we got?
One on so, our oh, big bad monster bingo.
Aludra, you have 9 temporary hit points.
Sweet!
And
get up on it.
I think I still got a minor. So I'm gonna heals myself? Can I use my own... I don't think I can use my own aura. No, I can't. Okay. Oh, no, you are any ally. Okay, so I'm gonna Inspiring Word myself. There we go. Inspiring Word. Healing Surge plus 2d6... so 6 plus my healing surge, back to my health. I'll figure that out.
Get up on... What is
that's
it?
That's it.
Okay.
I love math.
Back around to Aludra.
Okay. I have a plan. 21.
How's Aludra feeling right now?
59. Aludra, she feels like she's a new lease on life. She feels angry at this Hydra, but she's also glad to get a chance to attack him now because she needs to get revenge because he brought her low. It was really embarrassing for
Literally.
A second.
Yeah.
So number one, Aludra is going to do a daily minor action called Wilding Strength.
Oh heavens.
Until the end of my next turn, whenever I make an attack roll or a damage roll with a weapon attack, I get to roll a d6 and add it as a power bonus. So that's great. Hold on 1 second, actually. Okay, good. Just checking something. And now you can only move once, right?
Unless you trade down your major action.
Don't want to do that.
Yeah, so fuck that.
I'm taking a chance right now that... No, should I do that? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do my resilience of life because there's actually somebody beside me that I can give temporary hit points to. Yeah. For what? They're not a lot, but you know what? I want to give them to my friend.
You know
my
what?
Friend Tom.
Just the fact that you're thinking of me just means a lot.
I am. So I'm going to do that right now.
I'm at 59 hit points right now.
Got so many hit points.
Keep track of the temporary ones separately.
Well, I'm going to. Don't you worry.
So,
don't you fucking worry.
Don't you?
I rolled a 16 and they get my power bonus of 4, so 20. This is a lot. I'm pretty sure it's going to hit. 32 versus AC.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to hit.
Sweet. That's absolutely going
to
hit.
I'm thankful it is, you know?
So, Tom dearest, you get 3 temporary hit points.
Whoa!
You are welcome.
Oh, snap.
Snap-a-da-da-da.
I accidentally typed that too close to my actual hit points. I was like, I have 593.
Yeah.
and now I will roll for damage. 17 damage. It's pretty good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Take that, jerk.
Not only is it good for you, but it bloodies him.
Ooh, heck yeah. And I mark him. And that's all I do.
Good job.
Oh, it's my turn again.
Not yet, because first...
It has to do the thing it did.
It does the thing against Saludra that it always does.
No.
I feel like bloodied should destroy another head. That's... Oh, wait, no, Tom did that.
No, nope, bloodied doesn't.
That's good.
It hits you once. Aludra.
All right.
It's a 31, so that's going to hit. And it does 12, 17 damage.
17. So, okay, that wipes out my temporary ones. 9. And, so, okay. 9. So much math, it hurts.
8 more damage to your regular health.
Harper!
Okay. Harper! Harper uses his minor action to sustain it. His, how you say, a wind orb thing. And he moves it 1, 2, 3. Wait, let's go here. 3. 2. Down there. He says, feel my burn. Or something cool. I don't know. I need better. Or I need more catchphrases.
Yeah, we do.
Ah, I said flourish. does a 31 versus reflex hit.
Yes, sir, it does.
Wow.
Then you can take that to the bank. That's a D8. I will not roll a D8 for this. Jennifer, you can keep... Where's our other D10? Oh, here it is. I don't want to use your garbage.
Dude.
Yeah! Get up on it! I do 28 damages.
Yeah.
Is this acid damage again?
This is acid damage again.
Okay, so it cauterizes the other head.
Yes.
So it doesn't grow back.
And I'm out of everything.
Every single thing.
Do you know how much of a bummer it is for me that I didn't get to grow any heads?
Yeah, no.
Oh man.
Is it really like an acid or fire thing that if he can't, it cauterizes?
Yeah.
And now who's mad at Harper Coon? No one.
No one. We love you, Harper Coon. Well, kind of. We wouldn't have been in the situation if you hadn't acted a fool.
No. Yeah. That would happen to you anyways.
No, wouldn't have. We wouldn't have been here. We would have been halfway back to Mastwick or whatever.
Wherever we're going.
Harper, all done?
I'm all done.
Okay.
Harper Queen.
Hydra. Hydra is going to have one attack, one head go towards Aludra, and one head go towards Tom Dragonborn.
Cool. Hey. I can't wait.
That's cool.
That is that is a 17 versus Tom and a 20 versus Aludra.
17 versus my what? You never know.
Your armor classes.
He's weakening. He's lost too much blood and heads.
If that was versus my reflex.
Well, it wasn't. It was versus your armor class. So he misses, I'm assuming.
Yeah, oh no, he sure does.
Tom.
Listen, I usually get hit, so.
Not as much as me, but this is true.
Wait, was that the Hydra's turn?
Yeah.
He takes 4 damage.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Wait, is it 4 or 5?
Take that, Hydra.
It's 5, I think. I was
make up your
tweeting
mind.
For our brand. I'm sorry. I normally would yell at me for that. 5. 5.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
5 it is.
No, that's worthless.
Are you talking about Obamacare?
Yeah. Topical.
Wow.
Or how about those hotels at Sochi? That's still happening, right? Right?
They'll be there.
That was so long ago.
Do you think Clinton had sexual relations with that woman? Or
tell me what the word is.
What
is the definition of is?
Whenever I do a new impression, Jennifer's face is like, I want a divorce. I can't believe
especially
it.
When you do a bad southern accent. Just really.
Football.
It just hits close to home?
Yeah.
It hits far from home. It's bad.
Football.
But. That's
football.
Close. Football.
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 Oh, yeah. I'm going to do Deadly Returns.
I thought you were excited about us saying football.
Hell yeah, football.
How's a 25 versus his AC?
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Is it good? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I thought his AC was going to be like 1,000.
Yeah, boy.
You're my dog, boo.
Okay,
Schmidt?
So
I'm trying to be Schmidt right now.
10.
I love Schmidt.
Don't. You're going to have to put money in a douche jar, too.
I had to do that in improv tonight.
Good.
I'm glad. 27 plus 7? Wow, really? 34. 34 on a 2 weapon. Nice.
Nice.
So, yeah, 34 damages plus I choose an ally within 5 squares of me, Aludra, until the end of my next turn. If the target makes a melee attack against myself or Aludra, then Aludra can make an opportunity attack against the target.
Yes, I love it.
Get up on it. You're being so leadery. It makes me so happy whenever you lead her. You lead her, Aludra.
Anything else, Tom?
Yeah, Dragon Breath. Why not?
Yeah, why not, man? Fuck it. Fuck it, right, guys?
Just fuck it. Let's just go balls out.
Let's go balls deep, you guys.
Ew. Okay.
Let's go to Helm's Deep.
Let's go to a different place.
Let's go to Helm's Deep.
All right, I'm cool with that.
On the third day, look to the north. The sun.
21 versus reflex.
That hits.
Oh, no shit. All right.
Yeah.
No
this
shit.
Guy's reflex sucks. This guy sucks.
Very good.
11 damage.
All right. Fine, be that way. Okay, are you done? Are you done? Are you action point, or are you done? You get action point.
Nah, I'm not gonna action point.
Okay, Aludra.
Okay, so remember how I did my wilding strength last time and said until the end of my next turn?
Distinctly remember it.
Cool, so that's still
remember
in effect.
Remember it, I love it.
Now, I'm gonna have a double zone going on, you guys. Boiling cloud.
What? Why?
Cause
this guy's almost dead.
Should I not do it?
What if we have to fight? What if another one comes out? You ran out of dailies. Think about it.
I have another daily.
What?
Guys, you see 4 more Hydras.
Oh, shit. I did think about it. Is it dumb to use 2 of my dailies? Maybe?
I use 2 of my dailies, but, you know.
I used 4 of my dailies.
Oh, so you're saying one of us should have some dailies left? I just feel like I wasted my wilding strength then on this. Because that's why I was doing my wilding strength.
Oh.
Jennifer, don't listen to him. Just do what you want.
I'm doing Boiling Cloud because I want it. I want to do Boiling Cloud. So I'm an Ice Lady, and also now there's a zone of blood and grit around me. So I'm like the wall because there's like the rocks and the ice.
It's like a zone of slushy blood and grit.
So like,
if you're a vampire, it's your favorite slushy.
It's like the Northeast right now is what I've got going on.
What the blood? How big is this zone?
It is a burst one.
Don't you get in my zone.
Yep. And now I have to find where that is on my sheet. Where is my blowing cloud? There it is. All right. It's time to get him. Oh my god, I critted!
Yay!
I didn't even name my stupid thing.
Who are you?
Wow.
Get out of my house.
So even though I crit, I still get my bonus D6, right? Because yeah. I can get more.
Oh, why would god. You need more?
Because I can get more damage. More damage on my damage roll.
Ah.
Oh my god.
Make sure check your weapon to see if you have anything.
Yeah, I do actually. I have a thing. Oh my god, this is gonna be y'all, this is gonna be crazy right now. So my crit is I get 1d10 damage per plus. What is that per plus? What does that mean?
You have a plus two hammer, that means you get 2d10.
Oh, it cuts it off, actually.
What do you mean?
See, it says avalanche hammer, dot, dot, dot. It doesn't tell you what it is.
Oh, I can look.
That sucks. I think it's a two, though, right?
Yeah.
Plus two.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you get two.
So I get two extra d10?
Yep, on top of full damage.
And a d6.
Yeah.
Wow.
And take a perusal at your feet real quick to make sure you don't have any crits.
I don't think I do. I was looking at that earlier. No, I don't. Holy crap. I don't even know what to do with myself right now.
Jennifer, you're peeing. Jesus.
I'm peeing. Oh. And excitement.
Let me get a tissue box.
Gross.
Okay, I'm not gonna waste the tissue.
I somehow just rolled the 2d10s and the d6 were all fours. That's weird. So, 12. Tim, your wedding ring.
Nope.
Oh. can you help me do math right now? So, 27 plus
12.
39. 39 damage.
Jesus. Who are
you? Wow, that's the most amount of damage anyone has done.
And the target takes a minus 2 penalty to all defenses, save ins.
Can I rewind and just have a quick... I carry two baby staffs because Thrifty's a nice DM.
Yeah.
Each of them gets me plus two attack because I have dual implement, whatever. Now, when I crit, do I get both of the crits?
What?
I think you're only attacking with one of them at a time, though, Broski, right?
No, no, I'm not because I'm a dual implement caster. So I definitely, that's how my attack and hit is higher. At first, I wasn't because it seemed slightly OP, but it's like, if we're having one, why not the other?
Man, poor Kalo knows dos.
I also feel like maybe I was playing Tum wrong the entire time because I didn't understand dual wielding. I don't know.
I feel like you're taking away from my moment right now by talking about your characters when I just had a very exciting moment.
Jennifer, you knock one of its heads off. What does that look like?
Oh, God, Ludra already looks really great because she's a flashing ice lady. And then she bursts in anger and like pops out from her zone of blood and grit. And she swings her hammer around. Mm-hmm. And
as though it's a sword.
And literally knocks his head off of his neck with her hammer. Like it just goes bleh, like a really nasty break, a big spurt of blood. And adds to the zone of blood and grit.
Team Rocket blasting off again.
And she's got a little blood on her face. Well, blood.
And your zone of grit and blood is more grittier and bloodier.
Yeah, more blood. So it happens. And I mark him. Why not?
Don't say mark him, because if you say mark him, that means every time you don't say it,
I just like
you're
to
not
say
marking
to be safe.
You're supposed to say it. Harper.
Just assume, but anyway.
I sustain my tornado and like, be rended upon my... And then I throw an acid bulb at him. Ugh. Does a 18 hit his reflex?
No.
All right, I'm done.
Wow.
I guess I'll... Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I move to the edge of the battlefield because I don't want him to be bad to me. So, yeah.
So he only has one head left. And he makes a sort of noise, and he's starting to run away.
No, he's not.
Run away?
Yeah. He goes this far.
He's scared.
That's his turn.
Oh my gosh.
That's great news.
That one head left is a coward.
That's the coward head. We left the right head.
So, Tom, you can choose to pursue him if you wish.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Why would I not? Now, here's a question. We got dope griffins, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, can we pursue on griffins?
I mean, he's only went three spots.
So. Right, but I mean...
you have to assume that the griffins are, like, 12 squares behind you.
No, here's the shit that I'm trying to avoid, is he gets, like, to the edge of the room, and mysteriously he's just like, burp, now he's gone, because he made it to X space, you know? Like,
at the edge of the battlefield.
Man, games pull that shit all the time, and...
Yeah, he's only got four spots to go. So.
Is that what happens? That's what I'm saying. I want this guy. I want him dead.
Well, then go attack him.
All right, I'm going to go attack him. I'm like, hey.
Get up on it.
Hey, buddy. And I do Warlord Strike? Yeah, why not? Ah! Yeah! 20! Yeah.
What? Really?
That's like right next to a broken piece of butterfinger. Jesus. Yeah.
This encounter has like been high highs and low lows.
Yeah, I haven't critted in ever. Do you have a high crit? What's Blood Drinker's crit?
Blood Drink, Jesus Christ.
I get, oh, okay.
What is Warlord Strike, first of all? How many weapons?
Warlord Strike is two weapon. Plus strength, which is six. No, plus seven. Yeah, that'll be 4d10 plus 7.
Okay, you're gonna kill him.
Yeah.
Let me yeah.
Yeah, just go ahead and just do all the math.
I do. I want to know if he beats me though.
Not 47. Yeah, 47 plus 6. So
what?
Let's see. 53.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you at all. And,
You should have never given him that sword.
I think I can milk a little bit more out of it, actually. One second here. Let me look at my equipment. Oh, God. Because Blood Drinker's got a crit. So 53, and then there's another 6 on top of that. 59 damage.
Bachman, what HP does Tom have?
Tom has 63.
So you did almost as much damage.
I could almost kill myself in one attack. If it was a daily, I could kill myself. Right. If it was a daily, right. I could have overdone that.
It's murder.
Yeah. So
Jesus,
I think it's safe to say that I follow my sword into his body and burst out the other side.
Oh, Thrifty's sad and asleep now. He, with the last head of the Hydra dying, he too died of sadness. We beat Thrifty again.
Thrifty, I don't feel like I should have this sword. I mean, like...
Enjoy your stupid sword.
I love it. I love you. I love you for making it available to me.
Next time he's going to send a Hydra with, like, 10 heads against us. But, like, at the end of last episode, it was like, okay, this is not good.
Right.
For me, anyway. I was poorly.
Yeah. You know, a couple of rolls go one way or another way, and Eludra's dead, and then he's just rampaging and crushes you guys, and you die.
But instead, we came out victorious.
You can't stop,
over
Harper.
The Hydra.
Yeah, and I mean, we were coming close to the enrage timer, too, so.
Exactly, yeah. If you don't do that, you're screwed.
Also, he could have, like, you were like one turn away from him growing. If Harper hadn't used his acid when he did randomly, it would have had 5 heads.
Oh, that would have
5 heads.
It would have grown.
Yeah, it would have grown 2 heads.
No, because I ran out of. Was it just acid or acid and fire?
Acid and fire.
Okay, yeah,
and then it would have had 5 attacks.
My God.
That would have. I would have been for sure dead.
Yeah. So Harper's acid ball is really, really good. So
thanks, Harper.
It's his sly flourish. Except for Tom didn't have any other good moves. So.
Yeah.
So you guys are standing there.
Harper is like 70 feet away from them, ish, and he dashes towards non-sparkles. The other, he rushes to Tom's griffin.
Harper!
To Peter?
Are you serious?
Peter. Oh, is there a roll that I can do to
and
whistle?
I have more speed than them.
But yeah. I can whistle my griffin.
You can.
What do I got to roll for
do
that?
Do a nature check.
Oh, yeah. God, nature. What is my nature? Not enough, really. I mean, when you think about it, my nature is 8, and I rolled a 2.
Oh no, should I do one?
Okay,
I don't
know. So that doesn't work. But I could intimidate the griffin and scare it away.
What? Oh, Harvard.
Right? The griffin does look over towards you, Tom.
Yeah. So
but it doesn't move or anything.
I jump on the griffin's back and I go,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So is it?
Yeah.
Can I? Is it gone or can I?
It. The griffin's just standing there.
I rolled a 10 plus 17 intimidate. So 27 intimidate on the griffin to throw Tom off. Or not Tom. Damn it. Oh, sad day.
Yep. The griffin just isn't moving.
Even
Peter,
after that,
yep,
don't
yep.
intimidate roll.
His name is Peter.
Yeah.
Okay, the griffin's not moving. I run
do
over the griffin.
How do I make a move? I do a nature check or something. I get a 19.
I'm sprinting so fast.
I think the 19 would have to beat the Tom's intimidate, and it does not.
Yeah. So. I'm running. This is how I run.
Yep.
Okay, so
Harper, you can't run away from your bad choices.
Do I catch it?
Yeah, you guys. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, Harper, what are you doing, man?
How you doing?
Aluna's been running this whole time towards him, and she finally catches up.
So that was pretty dangerous, wasn't it?
Yeah. You wanna explain what's going on? Hmm? Why are you trying to run away after you just saved your ass?
Why are you trying to GTA my griffin? GTG.
It was crazy how that Hydra attacked us, right? That was nuts.
How attacked you?
We almost died, right?
Attacked
that was crazy.
Harper attacked you, and we came to save you, and then you tried to run away.
Run? I guess that's one way to...
Fly on a griffin, except for,
Yeah, what the fuck, Peter? That's... All right, fine. There's something I have to tell you. I'm not quite who I seem.
Oh, you think?
Listen, it's. I didn't do this to hurt you, Tom. I count you as one of my best friends.
I counted Listen. That Griffin as one of my best friends, and you tried to steal him. I don't even care about the brazier.
The other one's dead.
Listen, it's hard for me to say, but I'm sorry. Finnegan is not who you think he is. He is a bad man. And I had to get to him before you or else he would kill my entire family. I had to do it.
What'd you do?
What did I do? I did nothing. He captured my family and held them hostage.
But what did you have to do?
Yeah, what did you have to do?
I had to make sure, A, you guys didn't fuck up, which was a constant task.
Hey! Looks like we didn't fuck up this Hydra. Well, we did fuck it up. We killed
uh-huh,
it.
Uh-huh.
For you.
I burst through the other side of the Hydra.
We could all agree the Hydra was deus ex machina as hell, right?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
No, my previous master that taught me the ways to be a sorcerer and unlocked my hidden potential was a secret, I guess you would say, one of Finnegan's lackeys, and they burnt down my parents' house, and when I got there in Paler's Hope, they were all gone. And Longcrier, my master, he said, if you don't help these people, then we're going to kill your entire family, your younger brother, your sister, your mother, and your father.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to gain passage as a simple boatman, and I had to help you get all three of the necessary items, but he said that I had to get back to him before you did so that he could start his preparations.
Mm.
I'm sorry I did it for my family. You have to believe me.
I was expecting something much worse.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm just pushing a bad area.
So what do you need to have happen here, Harper?
Let me go in front of you, and then when things get dicey, jump in. He can still fix those things in your heads, but if he
Finnegan
sees...
Finnegan or your...
Finnegan, he's much more powerful
Why would we trust him to mess around in our heads now?
That's a good point. I have no idea.
Yeah, real good point.
I don't know what you guys should do, but I have to get this Brazier of Worlds or it's going to kill everyone that I've ever loved.
I'm going to need some sort of guarantee that this is going to help us.
I don't have any of guarantee.
Tom, listen. These people, Harper's family, they're innocents here. I mean...
Uh-huh.
We didn't really ask for this situation, but, I mean, we've had some good adventures and stuff, and, you know, we've gotten ourselves out of a lot of scrapes, and I think maybe we can figure something out.
I have an idea.
I don't know what the plan is.
Bro could have told us that he was in a bind.
I was against everything I was told to do. Would you risk the lives of your entire family?
You're talking to a guy.
In your head would do anything.
You're talking to a guy who cloned himself to use as soldiers. So I'm pretty sure I don't care about blood relatives.
I turned to Aludra. Aludra, you have to understand.
No, I.
Your brother died.
I do. I know. I know what it's like to lose family, and I don't wish that on anyone.
I have an idea.
I'll hear your plan.
Take the brazier.
I won't hear it. La la la.
Okay, I've never stopped turning from Illusion. Take the Brazier of Worlds. Say that I died. You two go in first. And then try to get those things in your head deactivated. And maybe I can figure out where he's keeping my family.
To distract him.
Yeah.
Illusion.
I can hear you.
We should just kill him, and then he'll actually be dead. We won't have to lie about it.
No.
Why would you?
We need it. Listen, he's been pretty useful.
Right, but
would you not agree?
I can hear you.
I don't want. I've got a moral obligation against being a liar, so we should just kill him.
Oh, that's where Tom draws the line.
Yeah, that's where I draw the line. No, you know what, Harper? I feel like I've given you the benefit of the doubt before, and it's kind of coming back to bite me in the ass now.
How?
Because I said that you were shady as fuck, bro, and you ended up being shady as fuck. So...
I'm not shady as fuck. I'm trying to save my family.
Listen, Tom, just... Come on, please. It's another chance. I think we can make it work. We're smart people.
When my father, Anthony Harper, sent me to become an acolyte at the wizard school... I didn't do so good. And instead, he wanted me to have a magical ability so bad that he gave me up to this terrible man named Longcrier, who gave me these tattoos and unlocked this hidden potential. But my brother, my sister, my mother are all good people. They don't deserve any of this. And my father's under a lot of pressure at Paler's Hope. You have to help them.
Tom, I think we should do it. I'm sorry, I just think we should.
$10.
You want me to give you $10?
Kingdoms have been founded on $10.
All right, we'll help you.
Okay, I'm not too sure. I think maybe the saying I'm dead plan might result in him killing my family immediately, so...
You know what? Maybe we should think on it.
Let's think on it.
Do you need to go straight to him? You gotta get this brazier there? Like ASAP?
Okay. I mean, I think so.
Here's what I'm thinking. We send Bucky in first.
No!
He's been training. He's been doing
too much. He's been stump whacking,
you know, for days.
like his entire fight. He's probably still been whacking that stump.
Yep.
He's very strong now.
All right.
I'm sorry I misled you, but you have to understand what I had to do. You forgive me, right? I hear a lot of silence.
For most things.
If you help me, I swear, I will help you defeat Finnegan. Finnegan is not to be trusted.
Why would we...
What we need to do is actually...
We need to get the things out of our heads.
We need to not give him the praise of the worlds. We need to find my family, rescue them, and then find another way to save your brains.
We need to get a decoy brazier.
Ooh, I like where your head's at.
Yeah.
Let's cut it there, guys.
We have to think over the next week what our plan's going to be.
Thank you for joining us for this revelatory episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I enjoyed it. I hope you did as well.
I hope
I enjoyed playing in it.
No, I'm just kidding. I loved it.
Stop. Stop being mad at me.
What? You're not Tim Tim. You are Harper.
I am Harper.
I've been nice to Harper.
That was Harper saying.
You've been blindly nice to Harper.
Please be nice to me.
I see good things in him. I think he means well.
I'm just doing my best.
Thrifty, I want you to remember that, and I hope at some point you'll put Jennifer in a situation where she sees the best in someone, and then I want you to make her dead wrong.
Alluda, she's just an Alluda dies, man.
So if you guys want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter, we're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
And be sure to check out the other Geekly Inc. podcasts in the Geekly Inc. podcast family. So,
like Cast of Thrones.
Like Cast of Thrones. Random Encounters.
I can't remember.
Like, I am Sayer.
Sayer. Yeah. Right? Okay. That first ep. Oh my god.
Holy crap.
Cthulhu and Friends, if you want a slightly different mise en scene.
What was that? Is that a word?
Mise en scene.
You can't just mumble like syllables in the French accent. And,
a different mise en scène.
You're what
mise
the,
quoi.
You're what the French call les incompétents.
A mise en scène is in a film when you're watching cinema.
Oh,
is the way that the shot is filled out, as in, look at that lamp. What does that lamp tell a story? Oh, he has.
I think you're actually thinking of the little dishes that are prepared by a chef.
Amuse-bouche.
Ratatouille?
The rat.
Mise en place.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Mise en place.
No, mise en scène.
Tim took a film class in college.
One film class. And I read two chapters. And one of them was.
And it was at Christian college.
We saw boobs, though. We saw boobies.
I also saw boobs in a class in college in a Spanish.
No way.
And one time I took off my Gardner Webb hoodie and it pulled up my shirt and it was like, and my professor said, did it just get sexy in here? And my face turned as red as the Dorna sun.
Oh, I took a...
That is borderline behavior on that professor's part.
He actually
was a little creepy. True
Let's
fact.
Let's not talk about it.
Yep, nope, let's not. Yeah, our college wasn't all bad. It really wasn't.
I was just giving you the business.
Yeah.
You guys like to make fun of.
Oh, we do all the time. So. I will never
like,
stop.
It's like probably we not make my fun place. Of our little brother, but you can't.
Yeah. I don't care.
I'm from New Jersey, so I understand.
Yeah, there's a lot of Christians in New Jersey.
I just don't think that's what he's saying.
Oh, everyone makes fun of New Jersey. Okay. All right, guys. This has been fun. Until next week. It's been dicey.
Yeah.
What's up? Everybody just be as chill as Thrifty's cat throughout the night.
Everyone in the chat room is yelling at us for not making 69 jokes.
Are they really?